The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Bengals fans are amazing. They're resilient, they're tough, but they're fun. And I'm really excited to hopefully meet a lot more of you.
Isaac has the big game. Then we became a real balanced offense for the playoff run, which I thought was really important.
He put on the greatest route running exhibition I have ever seen in my life.
He was football 24/7, and that was the greatest part of Chad.
At times, the early part, I would tell him when we were throwing deep passes, I said, don't wait too long, you know, because I'm going to get away. If he ain't going to have the arm to get there. So, you know, I want to run to the ball, you know.
Well, it looks like Duke's in the waiting room. I don't want to keep Duke waiting. He gave us a very limited amount of time. I know he was a busy, busy man. Duke, what's going on, big dog? How you doing, buddy?
Jim, how are you, man? Thanks for having me on. Yeah, hey. I'm real busy. I'm sitting on my porch.
Yeah, well, hey. Have a little drink going on there.
You know, Joe Burrow has played in big games his entire life, and I would think he will be a steady hand at the bow of the ship. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if they take them all the way to the Super Bowl. I really wouldn't. Yeah.
Happy 5-4, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Talking Football with Bengal Jim and Friends. Great lineup tonight. DJ Reader Louie just texted me and said he'll be here in about 5 to 10 minutes. So he's coming on here in a little bit. We'll get started off. We'll get kicked off here with DJ. We got Making a Difference with Tony the Tiger here coming up around 8:20-ish and on the mark about 8:35. And then we got a lot of stuff to talk about here with the game Sunday. By the way, I just want to tell everybody, I looked over in the middle of the second quarter at James. He sits 156, a couple rows right behind me. And I looked over and I see James, and this is pretty much what I saw. If I can find it. James, did you take it out of here? You took it out, damn it.
Nope, it's there. I saw it.
Put it on there. This was James. I can't find it, James. Put it on there. This was James, kickback, relaxed at the game.
Let's see. Video clip. Oh, there it is. All right.
What was the last time we felt like that in a damn game, guys? It was like game was over in the middle of the second quarter. Felt great, James.
No, that was good. Great, you know, coming off the short week. A lot of people thought about that, you know, the Monday night physical inner division game. And to come out and play like that on what was another gorgeous day for football in Cincinnati. And the real Queen City came out on top. Charlotte is known as the Queen City as well. And it was a good day at the office. How about you, Tom?
Textbook, you know, exactly what the team and the city needed. A little bit of a breather, not a lot of stress, and a running game that had been asleep came out strong. You know, Joe Mixon with a historic performance and a defensive game plan considering all the guys that were hurt and all the guys that were out that just, I mean, didn't just shut down, granted an inferior opponent, but I mean, suffocated them. I mean, 6 yards passing at halftime. Yeah, it was perfect two quarters and really a strong four quarters.
Right. Tony, I know he was having fun that day.
Oh yeah, it was a relaxing game there after the second part of the game. And Tom, like you said, I think Mixon had something to prove, and I think he proved it. He's still there. He's still capable to do the things that he does. You know, five touchdowns, got his 5,000 rushing yards. And then I also like seeing Allen come in. We haven't seen that all year, so that was a fresh air to see him come in and give Burrow a little break. We knew we had it under our belt at that point.
Yep.
Speaking of Burrow, Tony, you've got a new addition back there. You want to tell us about that?
I do. Yeah, we went to a little a charity thing, and Carrie won that life-size cutout of Mr. Burrow. So he's living in the tiger lair right now and enjoying life.
Nice. Oh, question for you guys, as important as it was Sunday, did we see something we're going to see now the rest of the season from the running game? Was it just because it was the Panthers, or did 4/5 of our offensive line just absolutely come on fire together?
Or you know, we didn't
spark.
We didn't talk about this internally, but the Panthers' defensive line coach got fired on Monday, ex-Syracuse head coach Paul Pasqualoni. And they fired another defensive guy, too, off of the running performance and the record day that Joe Mixon had. I tell you what, I think deep down inside, we knew it was in there. Obviously, we hadn't seen that type of performance in a while. But as Joe Burrow alluded to in kind of that mic'd up section that was shared on social media, it's going to be tough to stop us if that running game's, you know, 60% of what we saw on Sunday.
Yeah, Tom, that's a great question, brother. We're going to find out here against the city near West Virginia here in 2 weeks, that's for sure. So we're going to get to some more game discussion here in a little bit. Tom, I got something for you. On this date in Bengal history, I remember it like it was yesterday, because that end of that 1997 season was amazing. November 9th, 1997, the Bengals beat the Colts 28-13. What was the significance of that game?
The Bengals had been struggling. The offense had been struggling, and there had been murmurs about a change at quarterback, and you could say football nature took care of it. Jeff Blake got hurt against the Colts. Boomer Esiason came in, rallied the troops, I believe three touchdowns, and, you know, off to the races. And that the end of the 97 season, that last 6-7 weeks, two things. The Bengals were truly playing as good a football as any team in the NFL. Had they made the playoffs that year, they would have been trouble for some very good teams. And the other thing was, and it was a shame because that was the end of Boomer's career, but that might have been the best 6-7 weeks of Boomer's career that any of us had saw. He could do next to nothing wrong. He played incredible. Even the games they lost, he played incredible. He was a lot of fun to watch. It was especially, you know, during that bad decade, that was definitely 6-7 games together that were very, very special.
Yep. Hey, so DJ's in the waiting room right now. So he's gone out of his way to be here with us, guys. He's literally at a rookie dinner down at the precinct. So if anybody's ever been down to Precinct, Jeff Ruby's spot down there, great spot. The lighting down there is a little dim. So we're going to pull DJ on here and see how this works here with DJ. DJ, what's going on, big dog? How you doing?
How you doing, man? What's going on?
Good, man. Hey, so what did you get for dinner tonight, man?
Oh, we haven't ordered yet. They just got us. They were a little late today. So
okay. All right.
We'll see how that goes the rest of the night for them. But they're doing good. They're doing good so far. The bus was a good time, so we're just not getting orders. So we're about to see what I'm getting. I don't know.
All right, we'll be quick, man. We know you got to get with the guys here before everybody gets out of town for the bye week. But
no problem, though.
DJ, I want you to make the announcement right now. Hooday Nation, live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Are you going to be back for that City Near West Virginia game?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll be back out there playing. You know, as long as things keep going the way they're going, I feel good. So I'll be back out there. That's the plan.
Hell yeah. We can't wait to see you back out there. So we got some videos we want to get to, DJ. You may be able to see some. I think I told you I was going to have some videos, man. But
yeah, you said you had something for me. You said you had a couple things.
All right. We're going to start off with just, you know, this is a football show, but we got to at least talk a little bit of baseball. But
all right.
Let's show this little video right here. I think it's a high school recruiting video for baseball. And everybody's got to see this, man. Hey, man, I'm kind of proud of you, man, keeping your hands inside, squaring that ball up, brother. You look good.
Hey, man, you know, that's what I used to do, man. That was my thing, man. I played a lot when I was younger. My mom taught me a lot about the game. Her and my dad worked with me hard, so, you know, I had to do my thing.
Hey, so talk about this. You actually played a little bit of ball with Clemson as well, right?
Yeah. I played my first year. You know, it was always like, you know, my dream as a kid to do that. That was something I always wanted to do. I felt like, as a kid, you know, you have those dreams. You know, to be able to go out there and do that at the highest level, it just meant a lot to me. So I'm very thankful to the coaches and the staff for allowing me to do something like that. But, you know, I played a lot as a kid, and I was overweight to play little peewee football. So they had weight limits and stuff. So baseball had no weight limits. So it was something I just always did. My mom played college softball. So
I
kind of had it in my nature.
Nice. All right. So, another video. This is the last video. Then we'll get to a few questions here. And everybody that's watching right now, we've got a lot of folks in the chat area here. Anything you want to ask DJ, pop some questions here. We'll try to get to one or two of them before DJ gets off here.
All right.
So here's another video right here. Hey, I'm just going to tell everybody right now, we've been watching DJ. I remember watching him when he was with the Texans. And the career he's had here with the Bengals have been a huge upgrade. People can say whatever they want. One of the best nose tackles in the NFL. He is the best nose tackle. But he's been doing people dirty since high school. Watch this video right here. DJ, talk. I mean, you played special teams, offensive line, defense. You were playing it all.
Yeah, I had to do it all in high school, man. Unfortunately, I didn't win many games in high school, but I've always been a super competitive kid, and so, you know, I felt like playing everything was just the best for me. I started as an offensive guard. I was a 3-star guard coming out of high school. Ended up transitioning to D tackle. So I felt like that special team just gotta have that dog in your special teams, and I always. It was the best opportunity to go out there.
Well, we're talking about Clemson, DJ, and we appreciate you joining us. Tell us what it was like to play under Dabo Sweeney.
Oh, man, Dabo, he's a great coach, man. You know, he's a guy, he knows a lot about the game. And just the way he motivates is special. I don't think you can find too many guys that motivate that way and talk to you that way. And the way he believes in you, the way he tries to pull the best out of you, it's truly special. And the environment he creates a true family environment for his players to feel comfortable. They feel like they can come to him, talk to him about whatever, and you know, that they feel like the program's going to take care of them. So, you know, he's a good coach to play for, and I'm glad I got the opportunity to play for him.
Yeah, Tom, I know you had a couple.
Yeah, DJ, first thing is, seeing those videos from high school, there'd have been no way I would have played third base with you standing at the plate with an aluminum bat. Absolutely not.
Man,
but one of the big things in you coming to Cincinnati, it wasn't just we were getting the best nose tackle in all of football. I mean, that's clear. You know, we know how it is when we don't have you, like these last couple weeks, and we know how important it is to have you. But you helped change the culture here. And you were known as such a good teammate in Houston by everybody down there. They just marveled at you. Can you talk a little bit about the guys that play around you and how you feed off each other, the Hendricksons, the Hubbards, the BJ, all those guys?
I think we all bring something special to the table. I think Trey brings out that aggression that we need as a team. And then, you know, just him being able to rush the way he does, how athletic he is out there playing at the end of his size means a lot to our team. He's smart. Sam, he's just an old school football player who's just willing to do whatever for the team. You know, you don't find too many guys built like BJ, and you know, as hardworking as a guy like Josh is. So I feel like, and we're all understanding. Nobody's ego is too big. You know, I think everybody knows when it's an opportunity for you to be Batman, and you know, not all times is a play for you to be Batman. Everybody's got to be Robin sometimes, and we understand that on our defensive line that. That's the way it works. I think we're all super excited for each other when somebody makes a play. We go eat every week, and this is a close-knit group. There's a lot of guys who come out, they support each other, and we're going to make sure that we do the right things, and as a D-line, that we go about it the right way to go out there and win games.
Tony?
Hey, DJ, it's nice to see you again. So we talked last night. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Good. So last night, we were able to attend your event. Mm-hmm. I'd like to you to talk about your foundation, and also I do believe you received an award last night, if I recall.
Yeah, man. You know, received the Lifetime Presidential Service Award, which, you know, meant a lot to me because it's something that's really special. You know, a lot of all the service work you do to go out there and help people and, you know, what it's all about. And exactly ties into what my foundation is about. A son never forgets is something I started, you know, in honor of my dad. It's a quote that he'd always tell me, ASNF, a son never forgets. And he never forgets where he comes from. He never forgets his people, the community that helped him. And he always does his opportunity to go back and help. So that was just always something that was on my mind. And I'm glad I got the opportunity to get in this position. I'm blessed enough by the powers above, you know, by God, that to get in this position to be able to help and impact so many people. And, you know, I'm just glad I can keep paying it forward and trying to move the needle for them. You know, I'm somebody who looks like me, a kid who has a dream like me in any situation and just wants to make it out of that situation. So.
Yeah. And I know Tony talked to you, DJ, but here at some point here next 2 or 3 weeks, I think we'll be working with you on that foundation for a week. We're going to be doing a fundraiser for a week to raise some dollars there for you, big dog.
I really appreciate that, man. Y'all the best for it. I appreciate it, man.
We're going to kill you. Tommy, got one more?
Yeah, I was just wondering from, you know, now being here several years and hopefully many, many more, is there one divisional foe that you enjoy beating up on more than the others?
You know, I don't have one, but I haven't got an opportunity to beat Cleveland, and I'm itching for it. You know, I was pretty sad that I wasn't out there the last game against them. So, you know, that's a goal, and that's big for me. You know, I think that's probably the biggest thing. You just don't want to have that somebody having that kind of clout over you or that feeling over you. So I think, you know, we got to go out there. All of them are important. We got to win all of them down the stretch coming back up, and we got everything we want still right in front of us. So I think those other two, we're going to get after it. And, you know, I like playing those guys as competitive game, but I think we owe a little bit to Cleveland. We you know, we're not going to make it bigger than what it is, but it's big for us. You know, we need to go out there and have a good game.
Yeah. Hey, so we'll do one or two more here and let you get back to dinner here, DJ. But, hey, real quick, man, just to let you know, man, we don't say that C word on the show. We call it the city near city up north. We don't even say their name.
Okay.
We don't even say their name.
My bad, man.
No, I'm just playing. Hey, talk to us about Joe Mixon, man, how important a game that was and the energy he brought to the game. You were on the sideline watching this. We were in the stands watching it, man. But talk about our man Joe Mixon.
Oh, man, Joe, just for him to have that kind of a game, you know, it's no secret that he hadn't been doing exactly what he wanted to do this year. And sometimes you go through those downs as a player and you just need something to get you right. And, you know, you believe in who you are. We believe in him. We know he's special. He's a leader on our offense. He gets it going. He brings attitude. He competes every day. He was the guy when I first showed up here, man. Me and him would go at it back and forth, just chirping back and forth. On me from the D-line, him at the running back position. But, you know, he's real, and I appreciate him as a player. He's so athletic back there, and the way he runs the ball, you know, it was only a matter of time for him to get going. And I was really happy to see him have a game like that, especially, you know, just, you know, when you have one of the guys and they're not doing exactly what they want to do, you see it on their face. You know they're digging at it. They're eating at it. Yeah. For him to go out there and get five, and you can feel he was hot. He felt like Joe again. You know, a player needs that every now and then. I'm just glad he got it, man. It's good to see your brother. That happened with you for your brother.
Yeah. We'll finish with one more question, then a comment for you, man.
Okay.
I think Augie has a great question here from New York. Augie is asking, DJ, who was your biggest influence as far as role modeling your game, modeling your game up, growing in football and baseball, too?
For football, I was a big, like, Albert Haynesworth. I watched a lot of big Vince Wilfork film. And, you know, being having the opportunity to play with Vince and understand really that nose guard position, what it was, and how to play the ins and outs of it, how to think about what was coming, how to think defense. And honestly, playing under a guy like Romeo Crennel, who had so many great players and just taught me the basic knowledge of understanding what would come. Like, he's just so smart. Him and Billy O, just so smart on what get back on track, those type of things. Thinking football all the time. I felt like that really, really modeled my game. You know, and then seeing guys like Richard Seymour and John Randall, those type of guys, just watching the way they get after and how they really push to the end. Like, there's no quitting them. Like, they're there for every play. You're going to have to get after them every play, and you're going to have to do something, and you know they're going to be there. They might get got, but more often than not, you're going to be the one that's getting got. So I've always enjoyed that about watching that guys. And I feel like there's a lot of young guys who I play with now that are really competitive. You know, you got the Kenny Clarks, the Vita Veas. There's a bunch of guys out there. Dexter, even watching the young guy who went to Clemson, like Dexter Lawrence, I get to watch him all the time. Christian Wilkins, I get to watch those guys and take a little bit from their game too as well, and add it a little bit to my game, and, you know, just appreciate how competitive that position has gotten over the years. It's no longer a slug position. Like, it's not that anymore. Guys out there playing technique and they're playing it every play for the better good of the team. So, in baseball, you know, I was a big Barry guy. I'm a big Barry Bonds fan. He's my hero. Nobody can tell me any different. You know, of course, I love King Griffey. Everybody loves the swing man, but Barry's my guy, man. And I've always been a Barry Bonds fan. And there'll never be nothing like me and my dad watching a baseball game, watching Sam Fran play, hearing that ball come off the bat, immediately watching those two hands go in there, man. And everybody in the bay chasing after it. So that was the best thing to me. I think Barry's the best to ever do it, honestly, if you ever ask me.
I don't think too many people disagree with you on that, DJ. So yeah. Last question, viewer question. James, pop this up, man. This is an important question.
Okay.
So
go ahead and answer. Yeah, go ahead and let me find it again. Go ahead and
who's paying for dinner tonight, DJ? They ain't making you pay, are they?
Oh no, it's the rookies. It's on them. It's on them. it's on them, man. You know, this is gonna break them in right. We're gonna have a good time tonight, man.
All right, man. Hey. Hey, we appreciate being on, Big Dog. Thanks for taking time away from the guys. Tell the boys, hey, we're thinking about them. We can't wait to see you here in a few weeks against the city near West Virginia. We're gonna have a hell of a second half, just like we did last year, buddy.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Good day, DJ. Thanks, DJ. Appreciate it. Who day?
Thanks, DJ. Who day?
Dude, back to dinner. He was at the precinct ordering steak, talking to us, man. How cool is that, man?
he's a cool dude, man. I got to speak with him last night, and he's just so down to earth and humble, and he's a really good guy. I'm glad we have him on our team.
Yeah, good stuff. Tom, I mean, those guys are tight, man. I mean, I remember we talked about this been many episodes ago, but, you know, the 81 team, the 88 team, all these teams, they had something in common, and they were all great teams. But, man, the off-the-field stuff that these guys do, is they're really tight.
No matter what the record ends up being this year, this is a locker room of good guys. And they have each other's backs. They get along. I've not heard of continuing over several seasons, the success not going to their head. You know, they're working just as hard. So this is a locker room of good guys, and DJ is such an important part of that. It was one of the big reasons the Bengals went out and got him and paid him the money they have.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, Augie drove all the way from New York, actually flew in, took a nice picture of downtown Cincinnati. He comes to the tailgate like the thousands of others, says hi to Jimmy, says hi to Tony, says hi to the Bengalorian, drinks beers with us, eats Gold Star chili with us. And then he says, where's Tom? Why doesn't Tom hang out with you guys? You want to go ahead and just answer this on air for him? He was just so sad down in the dumps. And
I love Augie.
Went all the way to
I love Augie.
You stood him up. Augie, like a
Augie, a couple things. One, my job sometimes demands that I do a little work Sunday morning, so I'm not able to get down to the tailgates early, and many times not at all. I know a couple weeks back, it was my son who had just gotten back in from town, and I had to wait for him, and I got down a little later than I. But I'm there, and you know what? As Bengal fans, we're a great group, just like the Bengals locker room. There's no radiation. There's nothing poisonous about the north end zone.
especially with the overhang and the noise we generate. So, you know, just don't hang out at the south end zone. We're great people, the greatest people in the world. But come up north, hang out by the pro shop. You know, we're there. We're generating noise, having just as much fun. It's not an east side, west side mentality. So, but I will.
So basically, you got a lot of excuses, much like why Chris Evans isn't playing.
I got a lot.
I digress. I digress.
Let's get going. That's funny. That's fine. Hey, by the way, south end zone greater than north end zone, Tom. We're gonna have a competition next home game, brother. Nice product placement. let's go ahead and get into our Making a Difference with Tony the Tiger. Tony, go ahead and kick off this next segment, buddy.
Hey, so Javonte Woods Foundation, right? That was our initiative this weekend. So we almost got just about $3,000 earned for that organization. Icky Woods joined us, and he much deserving of those funds, and it's going to go to a good cause. If you guys don't know about Javonte Woods, it's around his son and the fight to asthma that he ultimately passed away with. So, again, thank you to you guys for coming out to the tailgate and supporting that, and almost $3,000 earned on that. So we're at a grand total of $68,631 for the year. So it's freaking awesome.
Tony, what'd you say? Slow down. Say that one more time. Well, how much?
$68,631 Bengal Nation has earned.
Hold.
Hey, Tony, a question about that $68,000. What percentage of the money raised goes directly to charity?
Oh, that's pretty easy. It's 100%, Tom. 100% of that money goes right to them charities. So,
James, run those.
Tony, you mean you're not buying a new car with that? Come on, man.
No, not at all. So, yeah, we don't like to deal with that money, and we have them sent to the charities, and they're well benefiting of it. That is, and once again, 100% goes to the charities.
And how many different charities did have we helped thus far
this year? Was number 14, 14 for the year so far this year. So we're doing really well, and it's only the bye week. So that $75,000 that we keep on showing up there that you guys said was for the year, and I think it was me, Tony the Tiger, said that we were going to do 100 this year. So I think that's going to be our new goal.
Tony said 150 is really what he said. We're going to see.
No, but it's awesome. I mean, Bengal Nation is the one to thank. You guys come out and you support us. You do our duck races. You come to the tailgates. You know, we're just facilitators. We're just the PR people to help push the effort to get these charities the money they need. And it's all on you guys. And I'm blessed. I'm very humbled from the fact that you guys were able to raise this kind of money in such a short time. So I congrats to you guys.
Yeah. So, Tony, we got a duck race. I'm sorry, James. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we didn't get a chance to show these earlier, but these were some of the pictures from DJ's event last night. We did show this one where he got the award. And you want to touch on the event, the bowling event last night, Tony, for DJ Reader's Foundation?
Yeah, it's an event hosted by DJ. It was at the main event up in Westchester. It was a bowling, basically just a bowling, just a bunch of people getting together and having a lot of fun. A lot of good players were there. You know, we saw Trey, we saw Sam. Who else was there? Hill.
DJ Hill. Yeah.
Yeah, DJ, of course. A lot of other players there. Great support from his team members. It was a lot of fun. We were there about, we played about five games, and I felt it this morning. I don't bowl, and I felt very old this morning when I woke up, so. But yeah, it was a really good time, good event, and I hope he earned a lot of money still. It was really good.
It's cool. So we got a duck race tonight, Tony. So talk about what we've been doing here for the past week with one of our tailgate fam here.
Yeah, so we got the NF Network. If you guys know him as Bengal Warrior or Corey, he's going to join us and talk a little bit about that foundation. We were able to sell some ducks for him, and we'll turn it over to Corey so he can talk a little bit about it.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Corey,
hey,
what's up?
Corey, thanks for coming on.
Hey, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, talk to us, man. I think we're up to a little over maybe $700 plus raised tonight with the charity duck race. So this was one that you brought to the table for us, man. So talk about it a little bit.
So neurofibromatosis is a genetic disorder of the nervous system. So it causes tumors on the nerves. So NF can do a couple different things. So it can cause complications such as brain and spine tumors, blindness, disfigurement, mental health challenges, learning disabilities, or even death. So it's classified as a rare disease, but it affects over 130,000 Americans, not Americans, I'm sorry, children at birth. And wow. It's so rare and so unique to every situation that there's not enough treatment and cure. There's no cure for it because we can't find enough treatments. So just a little tidbit here. My nieces, Peyton, she's 11. She's a competition cheerleader, but she has 3 fibroid tumors on her head, which affects her brain. And then she also has a tumor on an optic nerve. But then you go to her younger sister, who's 5, and she has a totally different set of problems. She has a concave chest, which we have to monitor that so it doesn't press on her heart. And then she also has a bright spot on her brain and in her optic on her optic nerve as well. So even sisters from the same mother, it's so different that we can't find a treatment for it. So,
wow. So, hey, Corey, look, man, I you know, one thing, we've been doing this charity stuff for many, many years. And what always amazes me is that, you know, when these are things that I, before you brought it to the table, Corey, I had no idea what this was, man. And we learn a lot about these awful diseases and these awful things that are happening. And thanks for bringing this one to the table, because I had not heard of this one before. When we started talking a couple weeks ago, I looked it up and I was reading about it. If it wasn't for you bringing awareness to this particular situation, I would have never known, brother. And probably a lot of folks in the same boat that are watching right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, their mother didn't even know about it until, you know, her oldest is Peyton and she's 11. So at her 11-month checkup is when they first found it. And she's like, what is that? The founder of the NF network, she had no idea what it was until it affected her daughter. And that was before Google. So she said she had to go to like medical libraries to figure out what it was. So it's common, but it's rare and nobody knows about it.
Gosh. Well, let's hey, look, man, $700 tonight's going to this foundation. Corey and Tony and all of us had set up a link directly to the charity. So we didn't touch the money. It goes directly to the charity. Tony, it was 728 ducks, 700 bucks, something like that.
Yeah, that's correct. 700 bucks is what we were able to get today.
Okay. So James, let's go ahead and kick this off. So the winner tonight is going to win a Chad Johnson jersey. So whoever wins this duck race this evening is getting that autographed Ocho Cinco Chad Johnson signed jersey. So James and Tom, you guys got this, brother. Let's roll.
All right, Tom, here we go, buddy.
Oh, and they're off in a disgusting fashion. But so there they go. Nobody taking charge early. I think the Donald Trump duck is trying to forge ahead here on midterm night. Rebecca Erickson's got a strong duck early, along with Adam Rosenberg.
There's Brandon.
I don't
want
to be
here
in front too early. James, I mean, what are you see a duck that you're impressed with so far?
Here comes the been there, dumped that green duck of David Hitchcock. You will see a couple of the same names in there. Those people purchased multiple ducks, which is completely legal under the Bengal Jim and Tony the Tiger duck race rules. And coming down the stretch, Tom, who you got?
Well, you don't want to be in front too early, just as, you know, as they're passing the Ohio River, past the boathouse coming down to Paul Brown Stadium. It's Scuba Duck. It's Scuba Jim. Wait a minute. Oh, it's COVID Duck. Not Ward Burke. Oh.
Yeah, well, don't get mad at me for adding that, but I just had to throw in a NASCAR name there. So congratulations to Haley for winning that Ocho Cinco jersey.
So make sure you direct message us or Tony directly, and so we can get this jersey to you. Congratulations. And again, thanks so much, everybody, for supporting this this charity brought to everybody here by Corey, man. We appreciate you, Big Dog. Thanks again, man, bringing awareness to this because I had no idea until you brought it to our attention, buddy.
Well, I appreciate you guys for letting me come on here and talk about it for a little bit. Special thanks to Tony. He's been a real big help setting all this up, so I appreciate that.
Yep.
Good day, buddy.
Tell the fan we said, hey, buddy, we look forward to seeing you guys down there at the City near West Virginia tailgate, brother.
Yes, sir. Who day, guys?
Oh, I'm sorry. 3 weeks. I'm sorry. I'm thinking December 4th the next home game. My bad. Jeez, Pete, I'm getting all messed up on this stuff. Oh, my bad. Yeah, I don't know. I got beer in the mind. I don't know.
Two more quick things. One is I just want to give a shout out to our ticket giveaway for the kids. We had Avery and Malik this past week that came and saw their first game. This is four kids that had the opportunity over the last couple weeks to go see their first game with for the Bengals. So these are the tickets donated by you guys, Bengal Nation. Again, we're just helping facilitate to get those kids to their game. So they had a great time, got some chains and jerseys and shirts given to them. So keep that up. If you want to donate tickets, just contact me and we'll make sure they go to a good use.
Yeah. And the other thing we wanted to hit on, too, is we have a picture, James, I think, of the winners for the Icky Woods Foundation. We had the helmet, a jersey, and a signed photo. Yeah. So very cool. Very cool picture right there.
Yeah. That was the one. The last lady that won the Icky 8x10 and the Icky shuffle instructions came all the way from Arizona. So that was cool. I believe that was their first Bengals game. And joined the raffle and won those prizes. So three different winners there. And thank you to Tony and Irene and everybody else that was out there hustling all day on that gorgeous Sunday to earn more money and get to our $75,000 goal. And as Tony alluded to, blow it out of the water.
Yeah, it's really cool because you see the picture, several kids in that picture. There's a ton of kids at the tailgate. So I get asked this question all the time. Is it family friendly? Yes. Just very diverse group of folks. Everybody's very friendly. Kids, I promise you, you bring the kids down, they will have a good time. We got stuff for the kids typically when they're down there, some coloring books and all kinds of things. So bring them on down.
Just stay away from Craig. We can't guarantee he's G-rated.
Yeah, he gets crangry sometimes.
He's PG-13 plus. All right. Let's see. I want to make sure. I think we have one more picture, Tony, and this ties into two things. One, your T-shirts, which they can get from Cincy Shirts, and then ties into our charity, which we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. But Maddie's house will be tied into December, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's Miss Riley from the foundation. She's sporting that Tony the Tiger shirt and. Part of the proceeds go to Maddie's house, and they are going to be our charity of choice come our next home game. So that should be exciting and a fun time.
Yeah. Also, just to let everybody know, in the chat area, I just posted a link for everybody for the Foaling tournament. If you want to register and get a team in there, $50, that link's in there for you now. It's filling up pretty quick, so make sure you grab a team to get in there for that. So. Awesome stuff. I think we're good. We need to move on to Mark, right? I think anything else we're missing there, James?
I think we covered everything, Tony. There's no, with the bye week, I think we determined there's no Gold Star pep rally this week. So stay tuned for the specifics on that as Tom enjoys his sweet tea. Do we want to talk about
one thing Nashville? With that? Yes, one thing with that though, James, at Gold Star, and you and I have talked about it, the milkshakes are back.
They're back. Okay. Well, this warm weather is perfect timing. Okay. Cup shortages are over and milkshakes are back. Speaking of Gold Star, Luke and Joe were slinging some burgers for the first time ever at the tailgate.
Yeah, man. I guess I'm going to do this right now, man. Everybody that pulls off that makes this tailgate happen, unbelievable job. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. I mean, it is a true, we had a dozen or so volunteers to help that signed up. Luke and Joe were grilling for hours, hamburgers, dogs. We had 800 conies and a couple hundred burgers. And Joe and Luke were there early, 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, throwing stuff under grill, getting stuff ready by the time the tailgate opened. We appreciate everybody that participates and helps because it takes a huge family to pull off what everybody pulled off this past week. a good 1,500 plus easy. And we're going to show a video here in a minute of that actual crowd. If you've never been down, you're going to want to check this video out. So let's bring on Bougie Mark. Lisa's nickname for Mark is Bougie Mark. He likes stopping at Starbucks coffee in the morning and grabbing his coffee on the way to the game. So, Mark, what's going on, brother? Tee up your segment here, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? And before we get started, I just want to say how excited I was to see DJ Ritter on the show. When he signed with the Bengals, it was extremely important to me because when I think back to the previous regime and a few of our losses, big games and playoff games, you know, we've allowed other teams to absolutely just maul us on the ground and, you know, just basically out physical us. So, you know, it was really special to be able to see last year us go to the number one seed. And, you know, you have Derrick Henry and all this talk about how we're going to get trounced and we, you know, just basically out physical their team, which is a big deal. So it was, you know, really excited to have DJ back and great that he'll be back for the Pittsburgh game. As far as on the mark, man, it was a beautiful day Sunday. Absolutely gorgeous. One of the best times I've had down there. I feel like I say that every week, but it's like every week it gets better. So in the video this week, we have some video. We have some footage from it was Liberty Township Gold Star on Wednesday at the pep rally. And then just an awesome video of just having a good time on Sunday. We had a large contingent of UK visitors, a lot of for the first time came over, saw their first game. It was just a great day, absolutely great day. My family came down. If you're ever worried about kids, yes, my family comes down all the time, so it was just a really fun time.
Well, here we go, Mark. Let's kick it off. I've watched this segment four times, this video four times, because I love it. So here we go.
We were able to donate over 100,000 to Cincinnati's children. We were able to do some great things and give kids going off to college some scholarships. So we're doing some great things in my son's name. And all that wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for people like you who donate to the foundation. So I'd like to thank you all for helping us.
Today, what a dude this guy and his team are. I mean, look at this. This is ridiculous. We don't have anything like this in the UK. Oh dear, the Chancellor already started. Okay, after me. Everybody say, hoody!
Hoody!
From the UK.
From the UK!
Man, Mark, I know that last one, but I edited it and cut that thing off, I think, man. But that was awesome, awesome stuff there, brother. You captured the tailgate, everything very well that day, man. It was awesome.
Thank you. Also, I want to say, I'm not sure if there was extra vodka, but it felt like we did about 15 Bengals bombs on Sunday.
Craig had them flowing. He had his Dukes of Hazzard General Lee little speaker there announcing them. I don't think he could hit that button fast enough. He just wanted to make him as fast as he could just so he could keep hitting that button. But, you know, Mark, I think that encompassed pregame and the game atmosphere perfect. I mean, it was just – it seemed like a revolving door of stars that we had down there that started with Fulcher, with our Bengals UK guest, with the one person you missed was Mike DeWine, correct? Yeah. Icky Woods, Harrison. And it seems like every time you turned around, there was somebody else new. And as Jimmy alluded to earlier, you know, people of all ages, but the bottom line was it was fun. I know I had a fraternity brother from Charlotte that was up for the game and just couldn't get over how pleasant everybody was, just the atmosphere there, how close we actually tailgate to the stadium. And he was pretty darn impressed. So I think what you captured there on the video kind of in 3 or 4 minutes there encapsulated what it's like to hang out with us pregame. And if you've never done it, come on down and have some fun with us. I know we had some issues with the beer flowing on Sunday. I'm going to blame that on the UK folks. I think they try to pipe in some of their English beer. So we're going to blame that on them. No, but it wasn't their fault. But we'll have that fixed. But as Jimmy said earlier, Luke and Jungle Joe had the food on point, and we appreciate all they do. And despite the fact that Tom very seldomly comes and hangs out with us, the rest of you can come and hang out. Right, Tony?
Yeah. I'm tired of answering questions. Where's Tom? Every tailgate. Where's Tom?
You know, see that Joe Burrow?
Nobody asked for me.
See that Joe Burrow stand up back there that that Tony has? We're just going to get one made of you and just put it in the corner and say, sorry, this is the best we can do.
You should. I don't think I've ever tailgated with Tom yet. I don't think he's been down there.
That's rare.
Yeah, that's the first time you heard who that is, Mark.
You know, I think Jamie's not even here to defend himself, and I think Jamie's tailgated more with us than
Tom.
That's not true. But I will permit a cutout if I can get a cutout of Jamie standing next to me.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I do want to say that there was a sighting, but we were mistaken. It was a jar of peanuts. We did try to eat Tom, but it wasn't. Sorry.
It must have been empty, so the face stood out more. Hey, you got connections. At least they made shirts that look like it.
Hey, so also let's you know, there was a couple Bengals front office folks that snuck down and said hi to us and kind of ran out of there too. So you never know.
Accelerator, DJ Chubb, Betfred Sportsbook, Cold Star Chili, Cincy Beer Fest, 16 Lots. Man, it was just a fun time down there. Who's who? Everybody just enjoying themselves pregame, and that's what I volunteer to ball. But as we talked about, Tony, for that again, all goes to charity. So, Cincinnati, Jimmy.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. Yeah, I think you hit some. Make sure I can't remember who you hit there. It was awesome pizza. I think pizza pie, boy. Pre-game prayer. Remember when we said now we just for the second half of the season we went to that Super Bowl run, guys. And we're 5-4, guys. We're in the exact same spot we were this time last year for the second half of the season we went to that Super Bowl run, guys. It can happen. It can absolutely happen. We got to keep Joe Burrow upright, keep him healthy, and get this team, get some of these guys back on the field that haven't been playing for the past few weeks because of injuries. So I'm looking forward to the second half of the season, guys. Let's get on another Super Bowl run. Hope you can join us down at the Foaling Tournament this fundraiser this Sunday and have fun with us. But we will see you guys today, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Oh, real quick, massive guest. Let me see if I can't say he or she because that might give it away. Let's see. Not yet, but we've got several guests lined up for the next few weeks, and you are going to enjoy it as much as you did with GJ Reader. I trust me, we got some big names coming up. You're going to have a lot of fun. We appreciate everybody. Thanks for watching. Good day.